Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here Thursday, September the 9th, 2021. 19 minutes past the hour, 9:21 today. And we've got a special guest for the entire two-hour program I'm going to let you know about here in just a few moments. But I do want to let everybody know that Glenn Coble will be on this morning when I go off the air from 10 a.m. till 12 noon. And then Swap Shop, where you can sell your gently used items from 12:10 till 1 p.m. today. And the Adam the Computer Guy show, 2:10 to 3 p.m. And then, of course, all the Popcorn Festival activities tonight will kick off with the parade, and I believe it's the tribute band Rumors is performing tonight on the main stage. Now, I want to get to our guest today, catch up with him. I think it's been about 2 years since our last visit with him, and that's way too long. He is the longest serving mayor in Marion history, 1992 through 2008. He was the first mayor that I got to cover when I got in the media here in Marion, and just one of the all-around nice guy. So glad to have him here for the two-hour program this morning to talk about a myriad of things. Mayor Jack Kellogg. Mayor Kellogg, how are you?
Good morning. I'm very well. Feeling real good and getting around good and enjoying life.
Now, how are things? How are things in your life generally since we spoke last, the last couple years?
My life is going very well. I've got a wonderful wife, and we get along very, very well, and we do a lot of things together, and we go to Florida in the wintertime, usually. Only when you're sick, sometimes you kind of delay it a little bit, but we're getting along real good, and we live in a nice home and got a nice dog and enjoy life very much, and we can do about what we want to do because we're both capable of moving around very good.
You had a little bout of illness last winter, but everything's good now.
Right. I had a little cancer last winter and got over it, and percentage went way down, so I'm very happy over that.
When you go through something like that, is there a mindset that you have to get through it?
Well, I think so. My mindset, you know, every job I've had in my life has always been a tough job, and you had to keep a good outlook on life to get through your job, and I do the same thing with my life, and I was brought up good with the mom and dad I had, and they taught me how to do good things and how to stay positive on things, and it worked out good for me throughout my life.
Anybody who out there is going through cancer, and there are a lot of people, what advice would you give them on how to get through day to day?
Well, I just accepted it that I had it. I knew something was wrong with me, and when I went to get checked out, I knew I had it, and I didn't let it get me down because they told me what to expect and what to do, and we did it right here in Marion, too. I took my treatments right here in town, 29 of them, and got through them every day, and just kept a good outlook on life, and I was going to keep on going, and I'm keep on going.
And you keep on going, absolutely. It's hard to believe this, it's been 13 years since you've been mayor. Does it seem that long?
Oh, no. Because I run into people every day that remember me, and got along great with them. Especially one of the big things you notice, you know, mayor marries people. And I married about 100 a year, I think it was. And it's nice to go somewhere and he's going, hey, look over here. He said, you married me 20 years ago and I'm still together. Very happy. So, but it's that was one of the enjoyable ones of the job, is do things like that. And I enjoyed that. And I just enjoy people.
The 16 years you were mayor, how do you define that time? A good time for Marion?
Well, yeah, I think we accomplished quite a bit, and it was a good time. You know, the whole whole United States was in pretty good terms right then, too. But we accomplished a lot and grew pretty good and got some good industries in. We lost a couple of good ones, too, but still it was a good growing season for me. See, I was in 30 years total in the city government with the council 14 years and then 16 for the mayor race. So it was... all my time was very happy, I thought, and I got along good and tried to work as good as good. And I get along with people. I like people, and I try to get the good side of them, and I don't turn anybody down. I will talk to anybody that comes in that office I would talk to, and no matter what age he was or color or anything, it was just... And, you know, a lot of people come in downstairs, and the girls down there didn't think they should be allowed to come upstairs and talk to the mayor. But my philosophy was, if he come in that front door and they want to talk to the mayor, and I was there, I would talk to them.
Well, it was interesting, and I've told this story before on the air, when I came to media here in Marion, you were the mayor, and you would come on about once a month and let us know what was going on in the city. But there was never, we never had an agenda to talk about. You just came in, and we talked about what was going on, and I think that's the best way to do it.
Yeah, I enjoy that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What would you say your relationship with the media was? Because the media was going pretty strong in those days.
I got along, yeah, we're very strong. Yeah. I mean, we had a lot of maybe right here in Marion, you know, just, it was strong here in town. And they was on me every day, you know. But I got along very well with all of them except one once in a while. But
do you want to tell us who the one was?
No. But I got along with every one of them pretty good.
Just to speak of this, not to name who it was, but what was the crux of the problem with that particular media?
He just always tried to put you on a hot spot and try to pull out bad things that could happen with things we were doing. And he always wanted a little bit more than what was allowed to be out yet.
When you are the mayor of a city, a good-sized city, population-wise, how protected do you have to be with the media?
Well, that never really bothered me. I was pretty open with them and told them what the facts were, and that was it. But sometimes I know something's going to happen maybe a week later or 2 weeks later, and I had to be very careful on how you relate to that, because you could lose that company too, or what it was going on. But I got along with the media. I didn't have they were real good to me.
Now, you were an insurance man,
right,
in Marion. Why did you get involved in politics? How did that happen?
You really want to know?
I want to know the story. We'll get it on record here.
When I was getting ready to, they was going to build a new city hall, and they railroaded that through Consul, and where the people could not block it or have information on it, and a lot of people did not think it was a good idea to build a city hall without the approval of the people, or where the money was coming from, or how they was going to do it. But it was ran through without the okay of the people of Marion, and I did not like that, and I was voicing my opinion. I was in service clubs and stuff, and everybody said, well, if you don't like it, do something about it, run for council. And so I did. I ran for 5th Ward City Council.
Now, that was a big story, the new City Hall.
Oh, yes.
And if I'm not mistaken, and correct me if I'm wrong, but we had Mayor Don Quaintance at that time,
mm-hmm.
and he had been mayor for about three terms,
right,
and planned to run for a fourth term,
yeah,
but lost the fourth term,
right,
to Ron Malone,
right,
because of that whole City Hall,
right,
debacle.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, this is an interesting point, because Don was a Republican,
right,
and you were a Republican, but you obviously didn't see eye to eye on that issue.
Just that issue, yeah.
Yeah.
Don and I got along very well, even after I got in there. He and I got along very well. But and basically, we needed the City Hall. I mean, no question there, but just the way they did not let the people voice their opinion on the City Hall. And I think they should have that right on something like that, to have a part in it.
Did we ever find out why that was done on Don's behalf? Because it basically did cost him his career.
Well, I think, where we was at the old hospital out here, it was not a good city hall building for what we needed and everything, and they was outgrowing it, and it was, I think it was time to get a city hall. And downtown was a good spot for a city hall. And just the idea, I think everybody wanted a city hall, but they wanted a voice in it.
You know, it's interesting, when you would have been on council, Don was defeated by the Democrat Ron Malone. Now, this is a period in Marion history that is strange for people, right? Because Ron is still alive, as far as
right.
I know.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
Still around. But he's not mentioned, really, in Marion mayors when people talk about it.
Right.
I don't even think he lasted the full term. I think he left before it was
Jerry
over.
Jerry Ballinger came out.
So what kind of guy was Ron Malone, and what was that period like, that three-year period?
Well, Ron was a very smart person, and I liked Ron. He and I got along pretty well. But he was a Democrat, and he had a Democrat behind him. And some of the things they did, the people in Marion just didn't like what they was doing. And Ron, I think he's got tired of it and had an opportunity to leave, and he resigned and left. But I think some of his appointments, they wasn't approved real heavy. That's one of your biggest problems, is appointing your people in there to help you out, so... I think it's just one of the things that was time to change, and they did.
When Ron left, we did get Ballinger for a period of time until that term expired. But then we got Doc Brown.
Yeah.
And people loved Doc Brown. He had been the superintendent. He had been a county commissioner. What was that period like?
Bad.
Really?
Doc and I got along, but Doc, he was Doc, mm-hmm. and you didn't question Doc. Mm-hmm. And he did not like the Democrats or Republican council telling him, hey, you can't do it this way, you got to do it this way. And he fought with everybody. But another thing, Bob, his health became an issue, and it was too bad. You know, it was too bad that he got that way. So that's the reason he had to get out, is because of that. Because I helped him a lot, but his health was really getting bad, and his memory was. And I understand what about that, because my memory is not like it used to be too.
Well, we should mention that you know, it was no secret that Bob, unfortunately, Doc Brown died of Alzheimer's disease.
Mm-hmm.
So a very serious disease was creeping
it's
up on
too
him.
Too bad, yes.
Yeah. Now you. Ran as Doc Brown was ending his terms as mayor. How did that all come about?
Well, so I was county chairman, you know, for the Republican Party, and once I became city council, I got along with people, and then people started questioning, why don't you keep on going? I said, no, I can't do that because I got a job and everything, and they kept just wanted me to run, and so finally I decided to run, and I had good support of both sides, good support.
You know, there has been a question in recent years about Marion being a Republican town. We certainly have had more Republican mayors than Democratic, and right now I believe we have all Republican county commissioners. City council just has a slight margin Republican at this point, and... the auditors, city auditors, Republican. It seems like is Marion a Republican town in your opinion?
No, I don't think it is. I really don't. Right now, I don't know what the percentage is, though. I don't know. But I don't think it is a Republican town right now, because we don't have a lot of big industries, and we've lost a lot of the. People that were Republicans out of Marion, we don't have that anymore. We got to work to keep up with it. Yeah.
You were mayor for 16 years, and you had said when you ran the last time that was going to be your last term. Was there any particular reason you said that was going to be the final one?
No, I just, when I retired with Avenir, I was 72 years old, and I just thought that was old enough for me to be a mayor.
When the next election came about that you would not be running in, it ended up being Phil Reed was the Republican candidate, yeah. Mayor Schertzer, who was right. still mayor, was the Democratic candidate. They had both been council people. Right. Phil had been president of city council. Mayor Schertzer was a council person. And also there was a primary that year. Lois Fisher was involved right. on the Republican side. When you got to sit back and watch an election, what did you make of that first election after you left office?
Well, I personally thought that Phil would beat her because some of the things that she has accomplished in Marion and the she didn't get along with everybody. That's one thing. She couldn't seem like recognize the people that she should be recognizing, and that got her, I think. I just didn't follow her.
Were you surprised that Schertzer won that election?
No. Not a bit.
What do you think swung it his way to the Democratic side from your Republican term? Because you left very popular.
He, Scott was just a nice guy, a good talking guy, and he had a lot of followers in the Democratic side, and he had a lot of Republicans like him too, as a council person. And I think I did not support either one of them, but tried to stay out of it and let it go the way it was. But no, it didn't surprise me that Scott. I figured Scott would be the mayor.
Was there any reason you stayed out of that election?
About that election?
Yeah.
I worked with Scott and I worked with Lois and I worked with Phil and I. Just the way people reacted, and I knew how people thought of Scott and of Phil, and I just think that he just outbeat him. I knew he was going to.
When you were mayor, did Republican and Democrat on a local level mean much?
Oh yeah, a lot. I was only one in. 2 year time in that 30 years or 30 years that I had a Republican council. I always was on a Democratic council, and when I was mayor, just 1 2-year term was a Republican controlled council, and seemed like that even when I had control of council, I got more done when I had a Democratic controlled council than that because I worked with the Democrats very well, and they worked with me.
Now, how do you do that? Because it seems like anymore, we can look at the votes.
Oh.
They're down the line.
Yeah.
They're down the line, no matter what the issue is.
In my term there, especially with the Democrats, I'd have the Democrats come to my office, and we would talk to why do you want this, and what do you want to accomplish here, and what's your opinion? And Mike Thomas was in there, and he was a very strong union person, but Mike and I could always talk. And I know I can remember one time when we was doing Clinton Street out there. I guess the Democrats jumped him and said, "How did you get Kellogg to do Clinton Street with federal money and local money and get it done?" He said, "Did you ever think about going in and talking to him?" And he said, "I went in there many times, and we talked, and we got it worked out, and it was good for both sides."
So there was compromise in those days.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But that I don't know what happened to it.
Well, look at national.
Yeah.
it's just the idea. Democrat and Republicans are so split today; it's unreal. They're just fighting each other, and neither one of them know what they're doing.
It's an oddity because even national, locally, sometimes I get the impression that I'm not saying they don't feel that way, but it seems like sometimes they don't even feel that way. They just feel I should not vote against my party.
Right.
And what kind of government do you get with that?
you get a bad government. That's exactly right. You're getting a two-party system. It doesn't work.
When you look back at that 16-year period, what do you consider to be the greatest accomplishment?
I think the annexation around Marion was very good for us, and some of the land we bought was good for us up in the industrial park, and we got some good business coming into Marion when I was there too, and but then you know kind of fell off with the economy the way it went after I got out of there. It was bad for a while there. So, but I just think the annexation was great. And that worked out pretty good with me and the governor of Ohio too, Vonovich. He helped me locally too, and he and I always got along very well. And so I just all in all, I think it was just a good time of improving Marion and getting the industries here and trying to keep what we got and what we had. Which was a very difficult time because we lost Marion Power Shovel during that time. And that hurt us bad.
What happened there? It's still talked about to this day.
It's because the local lost control of it, and the big companies just kept selling off this, selling off that, and other companies would buy it just to make money, and other companies would buy it to shut it down more. And I think it was just a bad, bad deal all the way around from the big companies. Not local people, but big companies did it.
Was there any possible way to save it?
At that time, no. Because, my wife worked there 48 years.
Yeah.
she worked under 17 presidents down there. Was her man. It was a good company, but they just kept selling from different companies, and it just went down to them.
Now, you were not mayor when this event happened, but I believe you were on council or close to it. What went on with Tecumseh? Because that's another one.
Union.
Union.
No doubt in my mind, that's what brought that to an end.
Why did that leave such a nasty stain on Marion for a long time?
Well, we didn't appreciate it. We didn't appreciate that company being here. And it was a good company, and a lot of people worked there, and a lot of people liked it. But that union and the city government, the way they worked, it just didn't get along.
Wanted to talk about Whirlpool, because I believe, if I'm not mistaken, they still supply more jobs to Marion than any other business. How important was Whirlpool coming to Marion?
Oh, it was just unreal. We received Whirlpool. Now, they've had problems too along the line, but they have they increased the business and they made a big business out of it. Right now, they're in trouble with can't get employees, but. It's too bad that, as I understand, they got one line shut down and just can't hire people to maintain what they got. I just don't understand it. But I think a lot of that comes from the government having policies that are not worth a darn, and people can stay home and make more money than they can if they go to work. And I just don't agree with that.
Are you surprised to drive through Marion today? In September of 2021, and there are very few businesses that do not have a help wanted sign.
Right.
I've never seen this. Never.
Never have either.
Well, do you think it's mostly attributed to the money that people have gotten?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it is. Yeah. And it's just the idea you stay home, you make more money, and maybe labor has come up, but it has came up some. My heavens, when I was working, if you made $10,000 a year, you made a lot of money.
That's
today,
right.
Today you can't live on it.
No. Well, that's a big conversation right now. The $15 minimum wage was a huge conversation during the last presidential election, but now I'm going around and I'm seeing that McDonald's is offering $15
right.
in sign-on bonuses.
Right.
Do you think it needed to, maybe not to $15, but did the minimum need to come up, or does it still need to come up?
You know, I don't know about that. It depends on your who they're hiring too. I think, you know, does a high school kid need the top dollar to go to work? I don't know. They think they do, and the parents think they do, but do they need it? Do they really? Well, I don't know. It's a question, but they got to work on that and get something straightened out. Because the way it's going right now, we're increasing the labor, but we're increasing the prices of everything. And so right now it's going the wrong way. So I don't know what's going to happen in another 2 years, where we're going to be.
Yeah, if you want to buy meat in the grocery store right now, it's a little pricey.
A little pricey.
Wanted to talk about this because Mayor Schertzer, he does a monthly visit with us, and I believe it was last month, he said something, and you were involved in this back at the time, that last year the Aquatic Center was closed, and that's the closest it ever came to being profitable. A year it was closed. How bad of an idea was this aquatic center? Because you fought it off.
I fought
when you
it
were
off,
in.
Yes.
Yeah.
You build something like that, you got to build it in the right place. You got to build it where we'll attract people and all types of people. And the money they invested in that thing is just, you can't make it. I put it this way, when I was in council and mayor, I don't think the swimming pool ever made money. The little one ever made money because of our climate conditions around here that it's not can't be open enough and just a big pool. I couldn't see how we'd ever pay for it, and I still don't know how we're ever going to pay for the one we got.
Well, and we should go on record. That was a big issue at that time, and Mayor Schertzer did veto that twice,
right. Mm-hmm.
Trying to stop
right.
it
right.
from happening, and council overrode him
right.
on both accounts. Why do you think that happened? You were able to fend it off. What happened by the time Mayor Schertzer got in there that he couldn't?
Well, evidently that was one of the issues they campaigned on. That when I was leaving, they campaigned on that they wanted a swimming pool. And a lot of people think we need a big swimming pool. We do need one. I mean, it's nice. But Marion is not big enough and wealthy enough to take care of a big pool like that and make it go.
You know, I have to say, and people have to understand with the political climate we're in, and I've always given you a lot of credit on this. You say you stayed out of the first campaign after you were no longer the mayor when it was Schertzer and Phil Reed, but you endorsed Schertzer, or at least said you felt he was going to win the following time, which was the Aquatic Center year. Councilman Dr. Gilsdorf was running on the Republican side, and you came out and said you felt that Schertzer was the best man for the job, which was unheard of that a Republican mayor would say that. What brought you to that at that time?
Doc and I never agreed on anything. He fought me on everything I tried to do, and he tried to be mayor when I was mayor, and it didn't work for him. And he just wouldn't. He was very boisterous. He was a smart man, very smart, very intelligent, but people just could not understand him and what things he was doing and trying to do, and I just couldn't support him.
I'm not. I don't want to get into the qualifications of anybody running for office, but you had very tough opponents. A matter of fact, last night I was going through the Marion Star archives, and when you ran against Joanne Kasotis, or when she ran against you, I guess I should say, that was a very, very tough election.
Right, right.
And it doesn't seem, and I don't want to diminish what Mayor Schertzer has done, but the Republicans have not put forth what people feel are great candidates.
Exactly right.
Why?
I don't know. It comes down to your Republican Central Committee, but they just never have supported a good Solomon and pushed it hard.
Do you think at some point they feel that Mayor Schertzer at this point is not beatable?
Well, I think, some of the people who could run don't run because of that he is. He's a pretty strong candidate. He's been, and he hasn't done anything wrong, you know, big wrong, or. But I think he's just been. And he's friendly, you know. He and I still talk quite a few times, and you know, he's a very friendly person, and he gets around. So I don't know if it's. And some of our Republicans, when they was running for mayor, they was not active in the community for a mayor.
Now, he has been mayor, now elected four times.
Right.
He's in his 13th year of being mayor, and still a young guy,
right,
in his 50, early 50s at this point. Did you see that in him when he was a councilman, that he would have this long career in Marion?
No, I didn't think so, but he had. Yeah.
What was he like when he first joined council?
Well, he always agreed with everybody. He would vote the way they wanted him to vote, and he was very cooperative. You know, he was, but he just is. And his education helped him.
What do you make of his 13 years as mayor?
Well, he's done a lot of good things, and there's things that I don't agree with. But the time has changed so much from the time I was mayor until the time that it is today, what you can do and you can't do. And because people are very boisterous today, and some are right and some are wrong. But it's you got a different outlook on the life today than you did when I was mayor.
Is there something in his 13 years that surprised you, that you thought that's something I really would not have done? I don't agree with that.
I don't get involved in that kind of stuff with him, but no, I can't think of anything that really bothered me a lot.
I want to talk about a few things here in Marion. What have you made of the new Cardinals? This has been all the talk lately.
I think it's horrible.
Really? Yeah. Well, there's an...
Oh, you mean downtown?
Downtown.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
I'd like to have one on the Boulevard. Love that. I think it's a great idea. Oh, that's a good project.
And there's one in City Hall down there I saw the other night when I was down there.
They're beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah. So, hopefully, what is... Everybody's had this problem in Marion. What is the issue with downtown? We have committees, we have managers. Nothing changes much.
No, Marion just can't get downtown going. And well, we're not big enough, I think, for one thing. Well, but you look at Delaware, but Delaware is different than Marion. It's got a different climate down there, especially with the college and everything there. And we don't have that downtown Marion. And we have train traffic downtown Marion. That doesn't help anything, but it's good. That's what's made Marion big. So you got to change. Well, the one-way street program, everybody still says that hurts downtown, but I don't know for sure if it has, because the eastbound traffic don't go downtown, so I don't know if that helps or not. But it's just the idea and I think we've had no big companies try to do anything downtown, either other than the hospital. They got the building, but that's not helping downtown as far as bringing people down there, but it's nice that they take care of that building and stuff like that. But and the people who come down there and open up a business, they're doing it on a shoestring, and it's hard for them to make money that they can, until they get big enough to pay for itself.
Do you think with the way 23 was built, the connector out there on the east side of town, and that the colleges are out there, that really we can try things downtown, but it's just not going to be the way it was?
No way. It's got to be different. Yeah, you got to make it something different, which I think that's what they're trying to do. But Main Street there, they're made it one way now, or not one way, but single lane traffic down through there. But
what have you made of that? That was a big change.
Mm-hmm. Well, it doesn't help Marion any, I don't think, other than it helps businesses down there on that street. It does help them, which is good. But as far as truck traffic or car traffic, it's kind of inconvenient right now. But that's the way, if that's what people want and it works out for the downtown merchants, that's great. And I don't like the downtown back-end parking either.
Yeah, that was an interesting thing. What have you made of that? It's very hard to see around cars when you're trying to get out of that.
I was against that from the day I heard it, but there's quite a few people who have thought it would be a great idea. I don't know how it's working out either. I mean, I don't know the final story on the thing. But
I think what I have heard is that one of the big issues is the shrinking of Main Street that it caused. Mm-hmm. That and people do have trouble backing in and out of those spaces. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a lot of elderly residents downtown, and it's hard for them to see around these big trucks to get out of there.
Right.
So I guess that's the way.
I'm talking about the back end parking down on front of the county courthouse.
Yeah.
Down there, that type of parking.
And it just happened one day. People were wondering what went on down there. Certainly the biggest story nationally since we spoke, and it's still with us, is this pandemic. What have you made of this?
What I made of it, who is telling the truth? Who is telling the truth? It's serious, it's bad, but they have made it into a big political problem.
And that's where we are right now.
That's right.
You know, the opening of schools was a huge issue this year because of the pandemic. And Marion City came in with the mask mandate. All the other schools in Marion County said no. And now two of them, because of COVID and quarantining, have been forced into doing it. It's very strange.
It's a serious problem, real serious problem, and why we can't really tell the people the truth of it and everybody work together on this problem and try to get it resolved in one way or the other. And I think there's a lot of lying going on both sides.
Well, one of the big things right now, and it still sits this way in Marion, is I believe we're in the lower 40th percentile of vaccinated people. You can't rub this out if people won't go get the vaccine.
That's right. Yeah, I can't. I just can't believe people will refuse it. But a lot of my friends, I know a lot of people will not do it.
And the health department has offered them $100 gift cards. We had the Vax-a-Million that went on here, and we still, in Marion, cannot get to the state average.
Right.
And the state average isn't much better than we are in Marion. You know, people lined up for the polio vaccine. What is going on with this vaccine, in your opinion? Did you get the vaccination?
Yeah, I got it down in Florida. Mm-hmm. Because we went on down there. And church down there that we went to, they were treated because we were from out of state, and you know, for a while they didn't think they could do out of state people, but when they took good care of us down there like crazy, and you couldn't believe the people down there getting vaccine last winter. But down there, I have the same problem down there too, though. People don't want it, and I don't know. I wanted it. I got it.
Yeah. And have you also been surprised about the masks? The masks have become a very touchy point for people.
Right. Yeah. You love it, you hate it.
Yeah. Do you understand why that's become such a huge issue?
Well, because what's true and what's not true about them.
Yeah.
Should we be wearing them or shouldn't we be wearing them?
What in your advice in mind, what do you go by, since we really don't know, I guess, what the truth and what the truth isn't? How do you make your decisions?
Well, we're careful what we do and where we go and who we're around, and we don't go to, you know, big gatherings really, but we just watch what we do.
The numbers, as we understand it, and I only ask this because this is a big day for this, are higher now than they've been since November of last year. And we're going to have the Popcorn Festival downtown.
Right.
And they say 100,000 people will visit here in 3 days. Is this a good idea to do during a pandemic?
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. We'll see, but I don't think. You tie people down so long and keep them down, and we also got to look at what it's doing to people who are trying to stay away from things, or what health problems they have and what attitude problems they're having, and all the crime that's going on in the country, which that's not all from that, but it can help cause it, because people don't know what to do and they get all nervous at staying home. They can't stay home and they fight and they do this and they do that, and the government's a lot of fault this too on how we're stopping. When something bad happens, we don't stop it anymore. We let it happen. It grows, and that's so bad.
What did you make of the school masking? Because so many children, I think 12 and under, still cannot get the vaccine.
Right.
Did you think schools should have had to wear masks when they went back?
That's another thing. Is it up to the... they say they can't enforce it. But I don't. If my kids and the health department said you should do it, I'm sure we'd made our kids do it.
You know, that whole thing is very confusing, even as of last night, because apparently Mayor Ginther down in Columbus is putting a mask mandate in place for Columbus. Indoors, you have to wear masks. I didn't know a mayor could do this. Do you think a mayor should have that kind of power?
Well, that's why we have the elections.
Yeah, that's right. That's the way it goes.
That's right.
People will remember.
People will remember. If it is working, it's we should do it. But if it's, we don't know for sure if it's working or not.
Governor DeWine, in the beginning of this, now he's been around for quite a while, he was very, nationally, people liked what he was doing. And then he started to have problems.
Yeah.
And now, for the first time in 130 years, he's got a primary challenger in Renacci, who people think could beat him in a primary. What have you made of that?
I haven't been following it real close, but, Mike and I are pretty good buddies. I was the first person he ever met in Marion County.
Mm.
And that's been a long time, back in the 70s. I know when he was first running, he had 7 opponents in that primary. So that was quite a race that year. But anyway, I think Mike has done a good job. He's tries his best. He's a good guy. He's a good guy. But just a lot of people are turning on him on this issue. But I don't know if what will happen there.
Yeah. Do you think he can win another term?
Well, I think so. Yeah.
At this point, would he be somebody you would support in that?
Mike, I'd support Mike, right. Yes.
Do you have any thoughts on the Republican legislature? Because they got into it with him on this and a lot of other things.
Well, I think I don't know who's right and who's wrong, for sure. And I think that's something we've got to continue to work on and get, because a lot of bad things have been going on down there in Columbus, so it's, I don't know. I keep watching it.
When you were mayor, what did you consider to be the number one task of a mayor, a local mayor?
What I should be doing?
Yeah, what did you feel was most important?
That's hard to... Mine was taking care of the people, trying to do what they wanted, and if they got a problem, work on their problem, try to get it resolved. And a lot of times we got them resolved without going to council or changing the law or anything, just talking to people and getting their problem handled. And because, you know, if it's a neighborhood problem, I'd go to the neighborhood. And but today it's probably not safe to do that.
How many hours did you put in?
Oh, my.
Yeah. It wasn't 40-hour job.
No. It was a... See, now I went to work every day.
Yeah.
And that's what the employees never liked it down there, because I was there at 8 o'clock in the morning. The mayor never usually comes that early.
Yeah. Why did you feel that was important to be there?
Yes.
Yeah.
I was a mayor. I had work to do. There's always something to do as a mayor. You never run out of work. And see, my phone was in the phone book. today don't even have phone books, but
there's been some changes. Yeah.
And but you know, I 24 hours a day, and a lot of things that the police department would do at nighttime. Those people, if they'd arrested me, still have the right for a phone call, you know, and who would they pick to call but the mayor. And they had to dial my number.
Oh, that's interesting. Mm-hmm. Right. And, did they say anything when they would call you?
No.
Yeah.
I got along with them. I said, you know, you got the right to get a lawyer tomorrow morning, and if you, you know, I worked that out most generally. It was okay, because most of it was DUIs. They were drunk.
What was the biggest thing you can remember that was a real fight on council when you were there?
Oh, let's see. A fight on council would have been, you know, I don't know. I don't remember any big, real huge big fight. And we had small stuff going on, but I can't remember we ever had a real nasty.
That's good. Yeah. Mayor Jack Kellogg is the guest here, the longest-serving mayor in Marion history, 1992 through 2008. We've got a whole another hour with the mayor here. We're going to take a 15-minute break and come back. Don't you dare go anywhere.
Pandemic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Adam the Computer Guy is a proud supporter of WWGH Radio, providing on-site and remote-based technical support, computer troubleshooting, and network setup for homes and businesses. Website pctech.biz or adamthecomputerguy.com.